Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help others take their ideas and turn them into income. So I am super excited to introduce Catherine Carey. Now, Catherine represents the modern hybrid global entrepreneur who combines her business management style and creative expertise. She is a couture hat designer and business consultant specializing in marketing and online sales. Now, she loves to implement inspiration into income. Now, her secret superpower is being relatable to her clients genuinely and authentically. Now, she helps them grow their confidence, whether through wearing a fabulous hat or raising their value and client relations in their businesses. Well, welcome, Catherine. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Oh, I am so honored to be here. Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping entrepreneurs bring much needed confidence into their presence. And, the result is they're able to increase their income. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
I love what I do. I love seeing somebody bloom and grow, and that is the best part of the whole process of taking them from where they're at and watching them get bigger and better and more confident inside what they're doing. It's a great feeling.
That is really, really important. It's that inner work that helps make the outer work so much easier. So, well, Catherine, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own businesses?
Well, I started my hat business 30 years ago, and that actually was prompted, and it actually ties into this whole thing because I work heavily with creatives. And when I was in high school, my first job was as a host in a four-star restaurant in my town in Los Angeles. And this was with a celebrity chef, and we had lots of celebrities and musicians come in to the place. But what I was surrounded by too were the artists. The artists would come in. And they were just, highly acclaimed painters and sculptors and whatnot. And just watching them be so successful really put it in my head at like 16 years old that that's exactly how an artist can be. It wasn't the starving artist, it was the thriving artist. And so I decided when I was 21, when I moved from California to Maui to Hawaii on my own, that was the perfect time to really make that transition because when you go to someplace new, nobody knows you. So I can be anything I want. And when I landed on that island, I just was like, I am a successful artist. And I really launched my business there at that point with that mindset. And so, fast forward like 30 years, it became natural next step to do business consulting because I had been a career artist my whole life. So I was starting to get questions from people asking me all these things, and it just was a natural lead in to help them do the same thing. So those were my two tipping points, one at 21 and one at like 48, where I was like, okay, this is what I got to do.
Interesting. Interesting. So you had so because of the success you were having, then other entrepreneurs or other creatives were saying, "Hey, what's your secret here, Catherine? How are you able to grow your business so, effortlessly? It is what it always appears like, right? Because it can't be all the work that's being done behind the scenes. But so it sounds like that was then this tipping point is like, oh, I can really help others through this expertise and experience that I have gained over the years.
Absolutely. And it's, and they're like principles that are universal, you know? So, I mean, while my art is headwear, it can be related to anything. It's the same principles. It's really about, for me, I just really highlight the client love and the relationships that you build, you know? And so for sure that that's been the journey. And a lot of these people who have become my clients have followed along with me all these years. So they've seen me take these chances because I'm constantly taking chances and leaps. And so I like to lead by example, but it seems to have worked because now that's my new job.
Right. Yeah, that's great. You know, it's something that you realize that you're good at it. You can take these chances and leaps, but they're calculated maybe, or you've shored up the odds. And so it's good always to have somebody who knows how to have the odds in their favor versus against them. So, yeah. So 30 years with your hat creating work that you've been doing. So how long have you had your coaching practice?
My coaching practice, I really began it just a little over 2 years ago. And so it's more of a fresher business.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And so with that, you know, with your marketing and your, you know, this type of support that you're doing to help other entrepreneurs turn their ideas into, you know, a viable business, has there been any change in your business, you know, vision or mission within that coaching realm? Obviously within your hat business, it's, you know, just be creative and, you know, oh, this is going to be a wonderful look. And, you know, but within coaching, sometimes we start out thinking, you know, we're going to go one direction and then we end up pivoting and going a different direction. So was that the same for you, or were you pretty much just all because people started coming to you and asking you for, you know, help with building their business? Was it pretty much just that from the beginning?
Well, and I have had a few changes for sure. And I've seen from having certain clients and watching the work that I've done with them and then assessing it later myself, you know, I found ways where I was like, okay, I need to pause on some of these things and really highlight other things. I was seeing what people were needing. And in that sense, as a designer, whether you're designing a hat or you're designing a coaching business, it's the same thing. You constantly are seeing what the needs are in the marketplace and how can you bring forward something fresh that season. So I still think like a designer and I bring that into my coaching business in the sense that now I find that I've created packages where I realize the best way I can work with people is a strategy session, giving them a really pinpointed all of my attention for a couple hours and then support them gently after, rather than trying to bring in a group. You know, I found the one-on-one more powerful than a group situation. Group situations didn't, I wasn't seeing the traction in my clients and in their lives. So I've just kind of moved into the one-on-one experience. And that's been a little bit of a change for sure from where I began.
Interesting. Yeah. It's a typical progression is they'll start out with the one-on-one coaching and then they go into group. Yeah. But it sounds like you've done just the opposite in terms of really realizing you can make that big difference working with the person directly versus within a group setting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way and in building either one of your businesses?
Well, it absolutely. And the hat business has really been more of the one that really gives me sort of where my base for what I coach with. So I like to, like I say, I lead by example. So in the hat business, I kind of found myself, I had hit like a ceiling. Like I couldn't get any farther, you know, it's like I just had tapped out and I was in New York City at the time for about 9 years, just doing all kinds of amazing things with my hat business, growing it and growing it and growing it. But then it kind of topped. And I found that it was the best thing I could do was leave New York and come to Arizona just to just to take some space and to rethink things. So that was a major challenge. And I actually shut down my hat business for about a year while I was trying to assess how to adjust it and or did I want to even deal with it.
Interesting.
And that's when I put my energy into consulting because it was the next natural step and it just was something I could do, you know, and I was like, let me do this instead. That's part of my entrepreneurial process. If something's not working, I'm going to halt it and then try something different rather than just keep moving down the same path to nowhere.
Right. So, yeah. Well, that's words of wisdom right there. So you obviously then restarted your hat business and at the same time that you were launching your coaching practice. Is that accurate?
A little bit. I paused for about a year with my hats and I started to grow my consulting business. And then about a year later, I was like, if I'm going to bring hats back, and actually it was probably about a year and a half later because it's been more recent. I thought if I'm going to bring them back, I'm going to bring them back so that's more viable for me. One of the main things I teach my clients, it's all about viability. That's like my thing. Like if it's not viable, what do you need to do to make it viable? You know? And so I coached myself. I was like, I need to do?
We usually do need to do that.
Right. That's the beauty of it because we learn all these wonderful techniques. Like we teach people and then we're like, oh yeah, I'm going to do that too. And then you see it, but it leads back to, for my clients, it gives them absolutely proof of like, okay, this is what she's doing. So when I did bring it back, I said, well, I'm going to make them even more kosher and they're going to be more expensive and they're going to be less hats but more money, and that has been proven to be a great formula for me. So now I lead with that with my clients, you know, that I'm helping. I'm like, it's all about the value of what you're bringing and how can you make it more valuable, and so you don't have to do as much but you can raise your price because their clients are going to see the value because you're giving it to them. It's like this beautiful little circle where the two businesses intertwine.
Right. So, yeah. Well, that makes sense. And so obviously to overcome, you know, some of these challenges, you sat down and you became your own best client.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, Catherine, you're obviously an expert at not only making these beautiful hats, but at helping entrepreneurs turn their vision or their inspiration, you know, that moment of inspiration into income, you know, a viable business. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm able to sell a hat with no problem. Like it's just very natural for me. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem opening up the doors for my consulting clients, but I find it's a different person. You know, of course it's a different client than a hat client. And there can be some walls that start to build up as you're on the phone call with them or going through the emails. They tend to be afraid to invest in themselves sometimes, which is challenging because there's so much free information out there in the entrepreneurial world. So their mindset can lead to, I need to do the free, I need to do this for free and that for free. And of course I'm a high value coach. So I'm like, you know, it's not for free. So that can be really challenging and something to get them just to say yes and to say yes to themselves and to remind them that this is actually to move you forward. So I kind of have to keep leaning back in that, but I do find it struggling because of the fact that one aspect of my business is super easy to sell to. And the other aspect of my business, it's a little bit different.
Yes, it is quite different. Quite different. Yeah. Because the one is a transactional sale, you know, where it's simply a beautiful item that they see, they can touch, they can feel, they can put on their head, they can look in the mirror and it's like, ooh, I love this. And they buy it. Whether it's $100, $300, you know, they just immediately feel that increase in their own perception. Ooh, I look great. Or I love how this is so wonderful. This is so me. And with your coaching or consulting, now we've referred to it both ways. So do you reference yourself as doing consulting work or coaching?
I would say it's more consulting because
consulting. Okay.
Yeah.
So with your consulting work, this is a different type of a sales conversation because it's a transformation. You are allowing, or you are meeting your prospective clients at one place. And then after your work with them, they are a new person. They have transformed. Mm-hmm. And so this is much different than selling an item of beauty that they can touch and hold and wear. And so because of that, there are certain things that go into just human nature that creates more barriers. You know, it's wrapped around doubts. Mm-hmm. Is this really possible? Is what you're saying really possible? Can this really work for me, or can I achieve that? So, you know, that's kind of one of those things that rears its head in the form of, you know, maybe a money objection. You know, without diving into your entire enrollment conversation to really pinpoint what is possibly causing that. But it's, I'll say this, and hopefully this will land for you and make a difference. But when it comes to working with a prospective client and helping them to see the value of teaming up with you, what is important to do is early in the conversation, before you get to your investment levels, to really help them identify with what's at stake and what's it costing them to not be able to build a viable business. What's the impact of that? Are they able to live in the kind of home they want? Are they able to travel and experience different areas of the world to, you know, be that creative and receive that inspiration to do their work? You know, what is the cost of not being able to grow their business to that viable level? And so when you have this aspect of the conversation early, before you talk about your, like I said, the levels of investment to work with you, then you have them already into a level of understanding that this is the difference between, like, if I were working a job, I would have to be earning six figures in order to be living at this level. And if my business was producing that amount, why, boy, would I be able to live my dreams. I would be so fulfilled and have this viable, thriving business and have it be my creative outlet. And it's just, you know, they really enroll themselves in their own vision. When you move to the level of investments to work with you, then it seems like chump change.
I love that, Wendy.
And it's suddenly not a big deal because everything is relative, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, I love that. That's fantastic. That's a really great way to think about it. So
excellent. Excellent. Well, hopefully that'll move the needle for you the next conversation. Yes. Be sure to let me know. Okay.
I will. I think that's really great. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. And, you know, Catherine, I've just been thinking in the back of my head, you know, about, you know, as I was talking about travel and this and that, and it's like, well, the pandemic that we have just pretty much survived through, you know, most everybody, there's been, you know, obviously a lot of negative and health issues and financial business, a lot of impact that it's had on everybody's world. But, you know, with the work you do, you know, really helping these creative entrepreneurs create viable businesses, can you share a little bit about what the impact of the pandemic has been on the work that you do?
Sure. My clients really needed help. You know, a lot of them were used to doing things in person. And so part of it has just been, I sell online, you know, my hats, I sell them online, and I sell high end luxury hats when you can't try them on, you know, mm-hmm. until you get the hat. So I was able to really showcase that to my clients who were artists or jewelry makers, or even coaches that were used to going and doing public speaking gigs. And now there's no conferences. Taking these really high-end women that were fabulous at what they did and helping them translate that into an online presence. So it was really necessary to just get comfortable with Zoom, get comfortable going live, get comfortable using your social media platforms to really showcase what you do and just do it differently than you had before for them. Mm-hmm. And that was really helpful for them. I mean, that's where I saw a lot of growth, a lot of resistance, and then a lot of growth.
Right. Yes, exactly. That resistance at first. So I can see how the expertise and the work that you do has just been so valuable to so many people. So, well, Catherine, how do you work with the creative entrepreneurs who want to finally turn their inspirations and their ideas into viable businesses? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. So the first thing I suggest to them is I have a viability workshop because that just basically gave it the perfect wording for what, let's get to the real juice of it. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of, like I said, creatives, so they might love what they do. And if they haven't seen it moving, I ask them, let's bring it to the table. Let's look at what you do. And then let's think about how we can up the luxury vibe of this. Now, let's think about how we can create a better experience for your customers. So it's a real overhaul. It's kind of like a makeover for their businesses so that they're approaching it in a different manner, which wakes up their audience, number one, and really can bring in the results. Because as a hat designer, I've learned that it's better to do all the sewing in one day, just a production line is sort of the mentality that I bring to anybody's product or service. Like, how can you get this moving in and out, but package it beautifully? And the best thing I've ever been able to do with my clients is that I have repeat customers all the time. So I really try to instill that in my consulting business. Like, how do you go back to your customers and get them to be your repeat customers? And here's how I do it. And I give them all the lists and things to do. So it's very natural and relaxing. It's not spammy and it's not cold. It's just light. It's like becoming best friends with your clients. It's really, and that really helps.
Right. Yeah. No, that's super important. Those relationships are always at the key, at the root of, a business being viable, even if it's a single sale that, you would like for them to come back, but you don't know if they're going to come back. So it's still important to create that great relationship at the very beginning. So that makes sense. And I love the fact that you approach the beginning of your work with a client is, all right, let's just check the viability of this and then kind of go from there and increase the luxury vibe and create a better experience. Like you said, that very systematic approach. So fantastic. I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, the easiest way is just to go to my website. Okay. It's CatherineCarey.com. It's very, very simple. Otherwise, a lot of the work I do that people can see, like how I work in action, is really on my Instagram. That's the most active place to see exactly how I'm doing it. And everything that I teach in my consulting business, I'm doing for myself on my wall. So that's the best way. And that is Ms.CatherineCarey. And it's very simple. And you can just see what's going on. And all the links are there to connect with me. But if you just want to connect with me, go to CatherineCarey.com. And there's a way to connect to the Instagram from there too. So that's really the simplest.
Yeah, great. And so I'll spell that out because there are varying spellings. Yeah. So Catherine is with a K. CatherineE, and then Carey, CAREY.com. So CatherineCarey.com. And then your Instagram handle is Ms. So MS dot Catherine. And is it dot Carey?
No, it's dot Catherine Carey.
Yeah. Okay. MS dot Catherine Carey. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's Instagram. Perfect. All right. Awesome. Well, that's easy enough. And, Catherine, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, well, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
That's just such an excellent question because I think everybody can relate to that at some point. Yeah. Whether you're successful or it's brand new or you're right on the edge of stopping it, what I would suggest is really, first of all, just a little pause, like just step off the train for just a moment and kind of sit there and take stock of what's going on. So I do a lot of self-retreats. It's something that I really find super valuable. And I kind of like to just pause for a second, take a day, like just one day where you're going to just look at your viability of your business and lay it out. Just like I would do in a one-to-one conversation with somebody, you can lay it out on your floor with index cards, really kind of get a feel for it. And the very best thing that you can do for yourself is find somebody to work with that is not your friend, it's not your family member, because you're not going to get the kind of advice you need. Look for the right coach, the right consultant who can help you take what you're doing and make it viable for you. But what's really important about that, because you can find that at almost any price point that you can do, is that you need to be really open to trying new things. Because if you're not moving forward and you've been doing things the same way, you're not going to move any more forward hiring a coach and still doing things the same way. You have to really be open to trying what your expert that you're hiring is telling you to do and just giving it a try. It's a really important thing. It's scary, you know, it's out of the box, but it's the only way to really see the growth. And then you're going to see all kinds of changes because it's those different avenues that you haven't necessarily been on, mm-hmm. you know, that are going to be the ones.
Right. Yeah. That clarity is always so critical. And sometimes when we just have our blinders on, which is easy to do in our entrepreneurial space, mm-hmm. It can be, you know, just so refreshing. Like you said, I love that, to just take a retreat, block out some time to just be with your vision and, you know, reassess and look at things from a different perspective and, you know, toss all the pieces up and see what lands. And so, yeah, that's great. I love that. Well, Catherine, it has just been so great hearing about your journey from decades of work you've been doing in creating these beautiful hats and headpieces to this impactful work you're now doing, not only as a couture hat designer, but also as a business consultant, making beautiful headwear and helping entrepreneurs turn their vision and inspiration into viable businesses. I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Wendy, thank you so much. I am so honored to be here, but I also really appreciate the little spotlight coaching you gave to me. That's the beauty. Coaches, coaching, coaches, coaching, coaches. I can take that and run with it. I thought that was really great advice. And I'm going to go down that avenue.
All right. Fantastic. Well, it was definitely my pleasure. And it was just really fun to have this conversation with you. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Catherine Carey through her website. And that is CatherineCarey.com. Catherine with a K, Carey with a C, CAREY.com. And be sure to follow her on Instagram. It sounds like there's a lot of juiciness to be had following Catherine, and that profile or her handle is ms.catherinecarey. So ms.catherinecarey. All right. Fantastic. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you have established all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Catherine Carey. And as always, here's to your success.